from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and we don't really have much of a theme for you today, but I do have some new stuff for you. This first track in particular is one that stood out to me. It's from a game that came out recently called Mad World, and I don't really know too much about it, except apparently that it's short and it's very cool, very stylish. I understand it's all in black and white. But it had a very interesting soundtrack, and I really liked it. It has a really like a really nice beat to it. It's really very catchy. And this song in particular stood out to me because it's got such a menacing sound to it at the same time. And the lyrics are also kind of reluctant. It's interesting. It's an interesting juxtaposition between the two. And the chorus is very catchy. But this is by Duja Raz. Duja Raz. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. It's from Mad World, and this is Come With It.
Raise, let's go. Yo, tell me, do you wanna ride tonight? And tell me, do you wanna die tonight? This is lesson, my invite. Let's run it up and watch the sky ignite. It won't hurt just to try it right. Yeah, maybe you're right, it might. Downtown where the crime is right, the time is right to bust this dynamite. Oh, when you come to party floor, so my water don't come at all. I need you, so I need you all. Need you in pieces 3 feet tall. Let's go, we can have it all. Starts going and the parts start flying and your heart starts going. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. When you gonna go, when you gonna turn? When you gonna break, when you gonna learn? It ain't nothing I can shake and swear until your face up the lane and the pavement burns. Churn the ash, grab the urn and crack your head up on that curb. Oh, it hurts, oh, it pains. Oh, it squirts, oh, it rains. I will kill you and spill you, yeah, there'll be blood all on the streets. I will stop you and drop you, yeah, there'll be blood all on these cleats. And before you realize what the hell I've been doing, you'll be falling from the skies down to hell and the ruins. Let's go. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Tell me, do you wanna ride tonight? And tell me, do you wanna die tonight? These lies in my invite. Let's run it up and watch the sky ignite. It won't hurt just to try it right. Yeah, maybe you're right, it might. Downtown where the crime is right, the time is right to bust this dynamite. Oh, when you come to haunt me for, so come harder, don't come at all. I need you, so I leave you all. Leave you in pieces 3 feet tall. Let's go, we can have it all. Yeah, baby, we can have it all. Starts going and the parts start flying and your heart starts going. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it. Come with it, bitch, come with it, bitch. Take your best shot and try to finish it. Don't blow it, cause I will kill you before you know it.
Was Duja Raz with Come With It from Mad World. Can you believe I didn't really notice like that they say their name in the first part of the song until this very moment? But either way, this next track is something kind of interesting. I found it off of, YouTube. And the problem, well, not YouTube so much as Nico Nico Video. And the problem is, everything on Nico Nico Video is in Japanese. And so I don't really know the name of the person who did this remix, which is a real shame because it's gorgeous. And I love the instrumentation, I love the voice, you know, it's just, it's all put together so well, you know, and I don't, you know, I think it's all a cappella as far as I can tell, which is really awesome, I think. And it's for a theme which has been done to death, and I mean, seriously, there are like 8 million remixes of this theme. And so this really stood out to me at first, because I've never heard it taken in this kind of way before, and it was done so well, you know, and I really wish I knew more about it. But this is from Chrono Trigger, and if you know anything about Nico Nico Video, the video address for this would be SM2796786, And this is Corridors of Time. That was Corridors of Time by a Nico Nico video user SM2796786 from Chrono Trigger. I recommend checking it out if you know anything about Nico Nico video. And we'll be back for more after these messages.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. And this one is kind of interesting. I was kind of an odd child, as one might have guessed by the fact I'm doing a show about video game music. But one of the things I was bizarrely obsessed with when I was younger was Lemmings, and I can't really understand why now that I look back on it, but I mean, I was really obsessed with Lemmings, and not just like the game itself, although I did play it a lot, even though I wasn't really that good at it. But I mean, I was obsessed with the music, even though there wasn't really that much music in Lemmings. But I was also obsessed with, like, the lemmings themselves. I would, like, draw them. I would make, like, garlands of them and hang them across the door. I wrote little terrible picture stories about them in little flip books, you know, stuff like that. It's a good thing that I didn't have the internet at this point because it would have been extremely embarrassing. But all of this was before the internet and, you know, or before I was on the internet anyway. And so, and a lot of it is gone, you know, into the shades of time, so nobody will ever see any of this stuff. But it is kind of it's just kind of odd to me that I just got so focused on this game, of all games to, you know, get really obsessive about. But as a result, you know, I still have a lot of fondness for Lemmings to this day. And every time I hear the music from it, or, you know, watch a video of somebody playing it, it brings it all back to me really quickly. And it's a shame there aren't more Lemmings remixes, but, you know, I can understand why, because a lot of the Lemmings music was really irritating. But I have a lot of fondness for it, all the little sound effects in them, you know, the little let's go, you know, and the stuff like that. And as a result, I really fell in love with this remix. You can find that on ocremix.org, that's OCREMIX.org. And it's one of the very few Lemmings remix out there, and I really do like the energy of this one. It's by Nines, and this is Let's Go Dance. Lemmings sound effects. They just bring back so many memories for me. That was from Lemmings. That was by Nines. That was Let's Go Dance. You can find that on ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And, you know, there aren't a lot of Lemmings remixes. It's a shame. And what I love about that one, and it's in the back, you can hear the sound of builders. They can also hear the sound of bashers going by. And, you know, if my memory is right, if it is, that's kind of sad. But Either way, this next remix is one that I'm particularly fond of. It's from a game that doesn't get nearly enough recognition, I think. And it's a shame because I don't think it'll ever make it onto the Virtual Console after all, which I was really hoping for. But I specifically have a lot of memories with this battle because it was really difficult, and I ended up screwing it up a whole bunch of times. But I do have a lot of memories, and I mostly associate this with one of my friends. Whenever they were working, when they were cleaning, like, the theater they worked at, they would put on this remix and just go zipping around, and, you know, it made the work go a lot faster. And that image is what tends to stick in my mind for this. But there are a lot of, you know, it has such a great rhythm to it, and the bass song was so cool. But this is from Earthbound. This is by Specosaurus, and this is Battle. That was Kraken Battle from Earthbound by Specosaurus. You can probably... Wait. They actually might have taken it down, but you used to be able to find it at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. And if you can't find it there, I'm almost sure it'll be at starmen.net. That's starmen.net. Because Starmen usually has like pretty much any Earthbound remix that's out there. But either way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
Hey, what's that on your chin? And there's something on your nose. Actually, there's stuff all over your face. Don't worry, it's not crumbs from a late afternoon cupcake. It's the gunk left by your not-so-cleansing cleanser. See, Biore cleansers don't just move dirt around your face. Biore gets rid of dirt. The Biore Dirt Lock system surrounds oil and makeup so they rinse away completely, leaving absolutely clean skin. So wash your face with Biore cleansers and smile. Just check for spinach in your teeth. Biore. Clean. Honest.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Zar. And this next track is one I have a lot of fondness for. Even at this point, and this would be like back in 2001 or 2002, Flashman was, you know, kind of an overdone theme. And I can imagine that, you know, as someone who ran a site dedicated to video game music, you'd get really tired of Flashman remixes, you know. But DJP didn't really do that. Well, he did. He might have. But the thing is that he wanted to do a remix of his own, you know, his own take on the theme. And so he came up with this fairly straightforward remix of it, which I still really like to this day because it's got this really gratuitous solo at the end. And he mentioned that he threw that in there just for the sake of having it in there and because he thought it was funny. But it has, like, a lot of, you know, it has some... DJ Pretzel's remixes have a feel to them, and it's interesting. It's kind of a busy sort of... interlocked feel that, you know, you can, yeah, at least I can tell them apart from other remixes, and you can hear that in this remix pretty clearly, this kind of busy sort of sound, but I really like that, and it's one of my, you know, favorite remixes from this game that's up, you know, it ranks right up there. This is from Mega Man 2, this is by DJ Pretzel, and this is Hot Flashes Man.
Thank you.
That was Hot Flashes Man by DJ Pretzel, from originally from Mega Man 2. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And I love that solo at the end. It's so gratuitous, and there's no reason for it to be there, but I love the fact that he put it in there anyway, just, you know, for the sake of doing it. Kind of, I think, to emphasize the goofiness of all of the, you know, dozens and dozens of Flashman remixes there are out there. But either way, this next track is another interesting one. I found it off of YouTube, this one. And I guess to begin with, I should explain it. A Vocaloid is kind of a voice synthesizing program where it can, synthesize a voice that you can have sing along to your songs and stuff like that. And it's very popular in Japan. And there are, you know, various different types of Vocaloids with different names and backstories and, you know, looks to them. They got mascots that go with them, you know, that sort of thing. And each one sounds different. So you got people who really like one more over the other, that kind of thing. And this one gets a lot of flack, this Vocaloid does, because it's based on a real artist named Gackt, and he's kind of crazy. And, well, really crazy, but his voice isn't that bad, I don't think. And there's a little Vocaloid, which is called Gackpoid, or Gackapo, depending on, you know, there are like a few nicknames for it, but he gets, you know, a lot of flack. Not a lot of people really like him, and, you know, but, so I was trying to find, you know, a song by Gackapo, you know, that was good, and I found this. And it was really, this remix just caught me right away, which is really, you know, amazing for a Quarters of Time remix, because there are like 8 million of them, like I said, and you really have to stand out for me to pay attention to your Quarters of Time remix. But this one did. It just immediately grabbed me, and I was like, I have to have this. And I think the Vocaloid really adds a kind of interesting, kind of surreal sound to it myself, you know, but I found this on YouTube. I'm sorry I don't have a link for you, but if you look for Quarters of Time Gackapo, I'm sure you can find it. This is by the Vocaloid Gackapo. This is from Chrono Trigger, and this is Quarters of Time. Gackapo seeing Quarters of Time. I would like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.